Good morning, church, and a blessed Monday morning to you. This morning, we'll be beginning a new study in John chapter 3, verses 1 through 21. And just a bit of an introduction, Nicodemus was a Pharisee, and he approached Jesus at night and questioned him about the kingdom of God. Jesus described what it means to be born of the Spirit and says that by believing in him, one will have eternal life. The reading concludes with a contrast between light and darkness. Light is a prominent image in John's Gospel, and it indicates the presence of God, and darkness indicates God's absence. So, let's begin our reading, John chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. There was a Jewish leader named Nicodemus who belonged to the party of the Pharisees. One night he went to Jesus and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher sent by God. No one could perform the miracles you are doing unless God were with him." Jesus answered, "I'm telling you the truth. No one can see the kingdom of God without being born again." "How can a grown man be born again?" Nicodemus asked. "He certainly cannot enter his mother's womb and be born a second time." "I'm telling you the truth," Jesus replied, "that no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. A person is born physically of human parents, but is born spiritually of the Spirit. Do not be surprised because I tell you that you all must be born again. The wind blows wherever it wishes, and you hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it is going. It is like that with everyone who is born of the Spirit." "How can this be?" asked Nicodemus. Jesus answered, "You are a great teacher in Israel, and you don't know this? I'm telling you the truth. We speak of what we know and report what we have seen, yet none of you is willing to accept our message. You do not believe me when I tell you about the things of this world. How will you ever believe me then when I tell you about the things of heaven? And no one has ever gone up to heaven except the Son of Man who came down from heaven. As Moses lifted up the bronze snake on a pole in the desert, in the same way, the Son of Man must be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not die, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to be its judge, but to be its Savior. Those who believe in the Son are not judged, but those who believe not have already been judged because they have not believed in God's only Son. This is how the judgment works. The light has come into the world, but people love the darkness rather than the light because their deeds are evil. Those who do evil things hate the light and will not come to the light, because they do not want their evil deeds to be shown up. But those who do what is true come to the light in order that the light may show that what they did was in obedience to God." And today's key verse, of course, is John 3:16. "For God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not die, but have eternal life." It was interesting in reflection, the discourse between Jesus and Nicodemus. And Nicodemus, being a very learned man, a teacher of the Jews, was just at a total loss when Jesus starts talking about being born of the water, which means of the flesh, and of the Spirit. And so the question that I have for us to reflect on today is, what does eternal life mean to me? And I would like you to think about verse 16, one that all of us have known since childhood, and substitute your name for the world. So instead of, "For God so loved the world," go ahead and put your name in there, "For God so loved John or Ray or whomever." And then, if you haven't memorized this verse, this would be a good verse to memorize. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you are my Savior. Thank you for offering me eternal life by believing in you. Help me to grow in faith and share the good news about God's love with those I meet today. In your name we pray. Amen. Well, that's our Bible reading for today, church. God bless you, and God willing, I'll see you tomorrow morning.